All right, we can do it. But you need to demonstrate commitment. We'll have to do something to seal the deal.
What do you mean? He doesn't reply. Instead, he reaches into his gym bag and rummages around. I watch silently as he extracts a small chrome device. At first glance, it looks like a piece of gym equipment, but I quickly realize that's not the case. It's a cylinder made of chrome bars, like a polished jail cell. It's maybe half the length of my thumb, and it has a slight downward curvature. At the top, there's a little silver padlock. No, this isn't gym equipment, it's a chastity cage. What the fuck? My jaw drops.
Don't act so surprised. I want you to show some commitment, and this is the best way for a queer to do it. Letting a straight man lock your dick in a cock cage, that shows a deep level of dedication.
A wave of anxiety flows over me. This is fucked up. Why does he have a chastity cage in his bag? Has he done this with other guys before? I don't know. I've heard of these, but I've never understood them. Why would a guy ever lock his dick? How could that possibly be pleasurable?
Queers don't really use chastity cages for physical reasons. They're mental. You know how lifting weights builds muscle? This is the same principle. Restricting your cock can influence your mind. It changes the way you think. Once you're locked, you start to see the world in a different light. It's a universally positive thing for homos.
What do you mean?
Most queer boys are selfish and slutty. You dirty whores spend your lives on hookup apps. You use irresponsible sex to fill an empty void within you. The chastity cage frees you from this cycle. It sets you back on the good and natural path.
But Brett, I'm still a virgin. I look down at the ground while my cheeks flush. It pains me to utter the words. I don't like talking about it, but I've never actually had sex. I've never even sucked a cock. I kept my sexuality a secret all growing up, and I've still never had the balls to mess around with a guy. My boyfriend understands. He says we can progress at my own pace, and he never pushes the issue. He's so good to me. He's my knight in shining armor.
Ah, so you're one of the legendary pure homos. I suppose I've lucked out then. I found you before the cycle even begins. The chastity cage will keep you safe. Your cock will be locked up in a warm little house. When you put this on, you'll be protecting it while also showing commitment to me as your mentor. This should be an easy choice for you to make.
I hesitate for a moment, my mind reeling. Okay, I'll do it. I look at the shimmering cage in his hand. How does it work?
It's easy. Just get naked for me.
My hands shake with a mix of anxiety and excitement. My shirt and pants fall to the ground, leaving me in just my underwear. Brett's blue eyes focus on my bulge like a falcon eyeing a mouse. This feels so dirty and wrong. My underwear drops to my ankles.
Fuck! That's a tiny cock.
Brett watches while my flaccid dick sways from side to side.
Maybe this is the reason you're so skinny. Do your balls even produce testosterone?
I just stare down at the ground. I can't bear to look him in the eyes. He moves in close, reaching out and gripping my dick. The warmth of his hand causes me to tense up, but he doesn't seem to notice. He slips the chrome tube around my penis and closes the padlock. A light clicking noise echoes throughout the locker room as he seals my cock away. He lets go, and I'm free to analyze the bizarre new sensation. The device hangs off my body, dragging my cock down. It feels almost like someone is here holding it. Like my cock is in someone's fist and they're pulling it to the ground. The temperature is too cold to be a hand, though. It's icy and it makes my little dick shrink even further.
Hey, buddy. How does it feel?
He grabs my chin and pulls my face up, forcing me to stare directly into his eyes. It's cold. It's tight.
That's good. I want you to always feel it. You need to always be aware that you no longer have a cock.
What? He steps back and drops the key into his bag. A sense of powerlessness and fear washes over me. What have I done? I've given a guy control of my body. I no longer have autonomy over my own penis. The thought freaks me out. Panic surges into my bloodstream. But Brett takes a step back and just drops his gym shorts. My horror vanishes as I gaze down at the thick pipe dangling between his legs. Wide and veiny, it reminds me of his forearms. All it's missing is a hand at the tip. Instead, it's got a huge, pink mushroom head. The cock hangs low past his balls, curving in on itself under the weight of that fat cock head. His dick is so much bigger than mine. I mean, it's so much bigger than how my dick used to be. This beautiful, powerful cock is making my heart pound. My dick is plumping up in the cage while my eyes rake over the mesmerizing sight. I should be experiencing sexual pleasure right now, but I feel something very different. Pain. A deep ache radiates from my caged nub. With each beat of my heart, it tries to get hard. Nothing happens, though. The cage restricts its movement. The result is just an uncomfortable little semi-boner that I wish would go away. Brett is so hot, but I don't want to get hard to him anymore.
That's right, Sterling. You're feeling the power of the chastity cage. It's disrespectful to show your cock to a straight man. None of us ever want to see your queer boner. The cage keeps it hidden. It keeps you disciplined. It makes you more tolerable for real men.
Real men?
Come on, just look at this dick.
He shakes it from side to side.
There are biological differences between you and me. We aren't equals. Not even close. I spend my time working out and fucking girls. What do? Sit at home watching porn while pumping your pathetic little cock? You're a born bitch. A born sissy.
He starts laughing while my eyes water. His words are harsh, but I barely even register them. My dick is hurting so much. I'm starting to feel faint, almost like I'm gonna pass out. My cheeks are red. Even my upper chest is blushing. What's happening to my body? The pain is starting to morph into a twisted, relaxing pleasure. It's starting to feel good. My eyes grow glassy.
That's right, buddy. I've worked with plenty of homos and they all respond the same way. Once the cage is in place, I just have to show them my cock. It's like a hypnotist's pendulum. It activates your queer arousal. You can feel a real man's influence bearing down on your penis. It makes you realize just how weak homos are. I mean, think about it. Your entire life, you've craved approval from men who don't give a shit about you. You've always wished you could be with straight alpha jocks. You'd do anything just to be accepted by them.
Do anything?
Yep. Homos should never be in positions of power because they're too easily influenced. Once a real man sinks his hooks into you, there's no escape. You horny perverts go deep for cock. You barely even have a brain. You're controlled by your penis.
Brain. My knees begin quivering.
I'll prove it to you. Kneel for me.
With my eyes transfixed on that majestic phallus, I sink to the ground. The rough tiles of the locker room dig into my knees, but I barely even notice. The bizarre discomfort in my penis is all I can feel. I've never been this turned on before, but I don't even have a boner. It's so strange. I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, that's a good boy.
Brett leers down at me.
The special training I told you about? This is it. I said I'd help you reach your full potential, and I meant it. You aren't supposed to have big muscles. You aren't meant to be strong or confident. You're meant to become even weaker. I want you as weak as possible. I want my dick inside your brain. I want you to become like a drug addict. You need this cock. Your life revolves around this cock.
So strong. He licks his palm and begins stroking his dick, coaxing it to grow. My heart skips a beat, and the trance breaks. I glance around the room, afraid someone might walk in on us.
Shh. It's all right. Just stay focused.
He uses his free hand to pull my face back toward his cock.
Don't think. Just feel.
I watch the veins on his cock bulge. I watch that wide cock head grow slick with lust. These feelings, my dick is so happy. My entire body is warm.
Let go of your pride for me. Show me your true self. Show me how you've always felt about guys like me.
He turns around, displaying his tight-toned ass cheeks. A dusting of blonde hair runs up the crack. His thighs flex in and out, causing parallel striations to form. They run up toward large dimples in his ass cheeks. His butt is huge, but there's no fat. No, this curvature is just raw strength, raw power. No pride anymore, I whisper.
That's right, Sterling. Kiss a straight man's ass.
Like a puppet on a string, I crawl forward. One of my hands reaches down to touch myself, but it's blocked by the chastity cage. That's a good thing. There's only one cock in this room that deserves pleasure, and it's not mine. I gaze up into that deep, hairy crevice. My heart is on fire. Looking into his ass crack, it's like looking into the eyes of God. This is spiritual. This is beautiful. My face moves forward, entering the cleavage like an angel stepping through the gates of heaven. His coarse hair tickles my face as his cheeks clamp down, trapping me in the cave. I inhale, absorbing dense, sweaty plumes of ass musk. It's a filthy scent, like decaying autumn leaves. My stomach churns and I rapidly begin feeling lightheaded. But the scent is changing. It's starting to become pleasant. This is the scent of strength. This is the scent of confidence. This is the scent of masculinity. My lips move in, touching against his warm, wrinkled hole. His delicate rim is damp with sweat as I place a single innocent kiss. The hole quivers. It's pleased with my offering.
Again, show how you value my guidance. Show me what you are.
My tongue extends, swirling against the hot opening. Drool spills down my chin while a metallic, salty flavor bathes my taste buds. His ass. It tastes good. Like a dog licking the face of its owner, I begin smearing my tongue in long, sloppy movements. I place kisses in between the licks. With each affectionate act, I sink deeper. I'm growing detached. I don't even feel like myself. Is the chastity cage making me like this? Maybe this is just how I've always been. It's like Brett said, there are biological differences between us. He's a man, I'm just a queer.
Licking a man's ass sweat, licking the dirtiest part of a man's body. This is where you belong, buddy. You're mine now.
It's a privilege to be your queer, sir. I pull out of his ass, gazing up at him with spit smeared across my face.
Yeah, now you're getting it.
He turns around and stares down at me.
Stick your tongue out.